Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Very exciting episode. Today, we're going to be talking about docket definitions. It's late on a Friday. We have to know about this stuff before our setting on Monday.
Don't kill the messenger. This is what we got.
This is all we got. So we see all these things on a docket all the time, and a lot of people ask us questions as to what actually happens at these settings. So we're going to go through the most common docket settings and kind of what occurs at those settings. So the first one that we're going to chat about is a counsel status conference. That's when the attorneys for the state and the attorneys for the defendant get together and apprise the judge as to the status of the case. So a typical setting like that would look like I go up in front of the judge and say, Your Honor, we have gotten the initial discovery in the case, but we have not gotten an initial recommendation from the state. So I would just request a continuance until I can get an initial recommendation and review the discovery with my client. And then after that, the judge would give us a date about a month or so out where we would come back and likely have another counsel status hearing to apprise the judge as to the progress that we've made.
Let me ask you something about that, Matt. I mean, sometimes my clients are asking me, why are there all these continuances? Are you intentionally trying to make this case, stretch out for a long time? And obviously it's a different story whether our client's in custody or not, but how do you answer that question about are we just delaying things or trying to postpone things?
I generally never like to blame anybody else, but a lot of times we are waiting on something from the state. So if we're waiting on a recommendation from the state, if we're waiting on supplemental discovery from the state, we do have to keep continuing these cases. But generally the reason these cases get continued is because we're waiting on things from the opposing party. If I have the discovery, I'm going to review the discovery with my client. If I have the recommendation, I'm going to take that directly to my client. If I don't have those, I can't have that conversation yet.
Yeah, and I agree. And I'll tell you also as a former prosecutor that on the more complex cases, sometimes it's not even the prosecutor's fault. The cops are taking a long time to get in the police reports. You may have a multi-agency investigation going on. You may have medical reports, all that kind of stuff. It just takes a long time. So that takes us to the next type of setting, which is called the disposition setting. So the disposition setting is where you would actually set a plea date. So what happens in that circumstance is the judge is saying, okay, we've had a number of counsel status hearings. You've had an opportunity to try to figure things out. Let's go ahead and make the next date a disposition setting, and you let us know, counsel, if we're just going to go ahead and set a plea date.
And if you don't set it for a plea date, then they would just set a trial date. It's basically disposition. It's like you decide what you're going to do. Are you going to enter a plea, or are we going to take this thing to trial? If you do decide to set it for a plea, the judge will reset it for a plea setting. That's where you actually go in front of the judge and enter that plea pursuant to any agreement that has been made between the parties. Sometimes before trial, we'll end up filing motions, and that'll end up in a motion hearing.
That's right. I mean, if I am just not positive one way or the other, whether or not I want to recommend to my client to take a plea or take the matter to trial, it's because there might be some unresolved issues involved, such as whether or not certain kinds of evidence are coming in, maybe a motion to suppress evidence because it was taken in violation of my client's constitutional rights. And so I'll set that motion hearing up so that that can be heard by the judge. And many times that evidentiary hearing and what happens at that evidentiary hearing will lead us to determine whether or not it makes sense to take the matter to trial or resolve it by a plea.
And if we decide to take it to trial, it'll be set for a trial docket setting. A lot of times the judge isn't just going to give you a date after a motion hearing. They're going to say, come back here in a couple weeks. We'll all look at our schedules and determine when the best time to have this trial is. So you'll all get together and you'll say, my August is looking horrible. My September is looking a lot better. Let's do this later September. The opposing party would say that works for us, and you'll actually nail down a date for that trial. After a trial docket setting, it'll generally be a couple months until you have a setting just before the trial, which is a pre-trial setting.
And at the pre-trial setting, that would be a place where you are taking care of issues that can be resolved before you actually sit a jury. If there are motions in limine that need to be addressed, for example, motions in limine are evidentiary issues that are more complicated in nature and should be addressed before we ever start getting into the trial. Taking a look at perhaps complicated jury instructions that are going to be used, witness lists, exhibits that might be used, that kind of thing. All of that's handled at the pretrial conference. Finally, you end up with a jury trial.
That's when you show up to court, you pick the jury, and your lawyers go to work.
Man, do we work. But it's Friday.
It's Friday, and we're about to not work anymore because we've given you the knowledge to know what's going on with your docket definitions. If you have any docket definitions that you don't know the answer to, just reach out through email, and we can absolutely take care of those for you. I want to thank you all so much again for tuning in. We're going to be back soon with more episodes.